Hello, I'm Will Stein, and welcome to Geography Island Jams. This podcast is in the same style as the BBC Radio 4 Desert Island Disc series, whereby each episode I ask my interviewee what 8 songs, book, and luxury item they would want to take with them if they were stranded on a desert island. For rights reasons, the music has not been included in the podcast. You can find links to the 8 songs on the LSE Geography and Environment website. I hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to Geography Island Jams. Today with me, I've got Emily Douglas. Emily is an undergraduate student in the Geography and Environment Department. She's in her second year studying BA Geography. During Emily's first year, she lived in Intercollegiate Hall, Knutford House, and has been living in Highbury during her second year. Born in Norwich, but grew up in Peterborough. Alongside her degree, Emily helps run the LSE Public Lectures as an event steward. She's also heavily involved in the Geography and Environment Society. As the president this year, she ran a series of events, including the annual Geography and Environment Winter Ball, where 150 students enjoyed a night of food, drinks, and a wide range of entertainment, including a laser disco. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
So to kick us off, can you tell us when you knew you wanted to do BA Geography?
Okay, so I have quite a funny story about this. And basically, so I did English, literature, history, and geography at A-level. And for ages, I actually wanted to do history, which was shock horror, I know. But I sort of stopped enjoying the A-level as much sort of as I got through sixth form. And I remember very clearly being sat in the common room with my friends in sixth form, and I just said, oh, I just don't know what to do at university anymore. My friend said to me, oh, Emily, you always talk about geography and you seem to really enjoy it. Why don't you do geography at university? And I was like, that's a fair point. And I've never looked back. I've always done geography, and I realized it was for me. So all it took was my friends to point out that I actually really did enjoy geography for me to do it, which is pretty crazy.
Have you had a favorite topic so far that you've studied?
So I generally sort of like the environment modules more, although I will say I really enjoy political geography this year. I just find like some of the stuff we've covered, especially with like electoral geography, super interesting. I've also liked environmental economics, but only when I understand what's going on, which isn't all the time.
So now, can you tell us about your first song and why you've chosen it?
So my first song, Youth by Glass Animals. This is just one of my like go-to feel-good songs, and it's been one of my favorite songs for ages. I was actually meant to see Glass Animals live at All Points East in May. Obviously that's no longer going ahead, which is really sad. I was really excited to see them, but yeah, it's just very feel-good, very fun vibes. There's not really a fun story behind this one, but it's just, I listen to it all the time. It's on all my playlists, so it's a classic.
Do you have a favorite LSE experience so far?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'll have to be like cliche and probably like say the geography ball. Or like, well, there's many, and geography ball kind of is the first one that springs to mind, because not only was it just a really fun night anyway, but just being really stressed and like organizing such a big event, and for it all to just come together at the end of the night and see everyone really happy. I think a lot of people enjoyed it, and it was just the most rewarding experience possible. So that kind of really stands with me. But also Bulgaria in first year, just because that was like, just imagine that I started LSE and sort of 6 weeks later I end up doing tequila shots in a random bar in Bulgaria, and you just think like, I couldn't have made this up. So it just kind of gave me an insight to like how weird and wacky university is, and I'm very glad that I went and I got to know lots of people. And I have to say, it's sort of when I realized geography was the department for me.
What was it like organising the Geography and Environment Winter Ball? Like, was it harder or easier than you expected?
Once you kind of got an understanding of what it involved, it was easier than expected. But then what I didn't really anticipate for is people, if that makes sense. Like, I didn't anticipate sort of people telling me 3 or 4 days before the ball that they had sold their tickets to someone else, and I had to find like new dietary requirements for them, or like try and fit them on a different table. That's kind of what I didn't account for at the time, sort of people changing their minds and everything like that. I will say that it was difficult, and I kind of got a bit shouty. Some people, Issam will probably know this best. It was difficult, but like, it's definitely doable, and I'll probably be involved running the next ball to help Mariella and the rest of the committee. So yeah, it's, if you're organized with it, it's not too bad.
Can you tell us about your second song?
My second song. Okay, it's Green Light by Lorde. I love Lorde so much, and like, this isn't my favorite song by her, but it's very much a song of sort of about like letting things go and like moving on and sort of remember being 17 and like driving with my friends and like I'd just gone through a breakup and sort of yelling it in the car, just very teenage cliche. And since then, it's always been like a song that's kind of had like a place in my heart. So Lord, if you want to release your third album, I'd be quite happy if you do that. We need something to get us through quarantine. No, so it's a song I just kind of associate with, like, when things are tough, it's like a song just to put on in your bedroom and forget everything and just say, I'm having a good time.
Do you have any favourite places around the LSE?
Favourite places around the LSE? So, I mean, I have a favourite cafe that I like to study in when I'm not, like, studying at LSE, and that's Farm Stand in it's on Drury Lane. I like to mix it up. I find the library, if I'm stuck in there for too long, it makes me go a little bit crazy. So I do kind of like hop between studying locations, and if I'm to go for coffee, that would probably be the place to go. I've got loads of plants. They're really nice. It's like a mainly vegetarian cafe. Good vibes all around. And I also really like Lincoln's Inn, which is very stereotypical, but one of the sad things about missing out on summer term is that I wouldn't be able to just sit in Lincoln's Inn after an exam or like during the summer and just chill there. So that's kind of a sad thing that we miss about summer term.
Fab. And on that note, can you tell us about song number three?
Yeah, so this is a bit more of a recent favorite. Most of the songs on my list I've liked for ages. But this one, Bros by Wolf Alice, it's all about friendship, which I think is a really nice thing. It talks about like your childhood friends and your best friends and stuff like that and how important it is. And it's just a very sweet song that like always makes me smile whenever I listen to it. There's also not a fun story attached, but in the song, she talks about getting the 43 bus, like London bus, which goes really close to where I live. And I take it sometimes. So it's just really nice. Like, I don't know. It's just really nice to have a song where it talks about something like so related to your own personal life. Because the singer actually grew up in Archway, which isn't far from where I live. So it's kind of like really nice that she's kind of like scattered in these parts of like living in London and that you'd like a lot of us can relate to. I don't know. It's just very sweet and I really like it.
What does a job as an LSE steward entail?
Okay, so I've got to make sure my boss doesn't listen. No. So this job involves mainly just sort of running the public events. So usually it's kind of split into three parts. I kind of think of it, you like set it up, so managing the queues, setting up the stage, then running the event, so just making sure it's all fine, doing the Q&A, and then sort of taking everything down. It sounds very simple, and I guess it is. You do sometimes get some people who maybe want to try and argue with you for some reason, especially if an event is full or it's a really busy event. But overall, it's a really good job. I've met loads of really cool people from it. Like, I've met Ed Miliband, I've met Sadiq Khan, I've met David Lammy. I know these are all Labour politicians. I don't know why the first three that spring to mind. Yeah, but it's really good. And I made a lot of friends from it. So it's a really nice job to have. Yeah, I actually kind of miss it. I probably won't be able to do it again until next year. Yeah, highly recommend if anyone wants a job at LSE, because then you can also work with me, which is fun.
Do you have any funny stories from your time stewarding?
Yeah, I have a couple. I remember one time last year, I was seating people and it was very busy, so I was kind of piling everyone in, and this woman turned to me and she was like, "You have a really horrible sounding voice." And I looked at her and I was like, "Excuse me?" And she was like, "I just think you should sound nicer." And I was like, "What? Do you want like a personal invitation to sit down? Like, oh, I'm sorry, Your Majesty." like you sometimes get very weird things people say and you just kind of have to like, so you like, you find them funny. Like, sometimes they, because like I very often have people be angry they're not let in, which is kind of valid, I get that, but it's not very often someone personally insults me. And I was just there like, oh wow, okay, well, this is interesting. Yeah, I mean, people have had it worse, but luckily that's the worst I've experienced, someone telling me I had a really awful voice.
Can you now tell us about song number four?
This is Wetsuit by The Vaccines. So The Vaccines is actually the first concert I ever went to and also the band I've seen the most live. I think it's 4 or 5 times now, which is very fun. But no, the fun story is I went to Reading in 2018 with my sort of some of my best friends from high school, and I had such a good time. It was amazing. Really glad I went. And The Vaccines were playing on the Sunday, and sort of we were all a bit tired and sort of, you know, gross as you are on sort of weekend festivals. Yeah, so this song's kind of about like again, it's kind of about like childhood friends and stuff like that. And me and my friends, we all sort of like huddled together and like in this little like group and hugged and like kind of swayed and like sang along to this song about like growing up and stuff like that. And it's very sincere and sweet because this was in August, and then we all went to like university in September, all went to different universities, and it kind of felt like the end of our childhood. You know, this was it. We were leaving our hometown. We were going, you know, all different places. And so it was just a very sweet moment to have all of us like huddled there, like, you know, feeling a lot of love for each other. And it's a very cute memory that I'm, you know, very sweet. So I kind of listen to that and I think back to like moment and it makes me very happy.
If you can invite anyone in the world to your dinner party, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Oh, this is such a classic question. And I always struggle to think.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Frida Kahlo. The Mexican artist. She had like so many really interesting insights into sort of feminism, into colonialization, sort of imperialism and stuff like that. And she was also disabled, and she managed to produce some of the like most beautiful art. And so I just think she's a figure that I'd like to think I could learn a lot from myself. And I think, yeah, that would be a really cool person to have at a dinner table. But it's tough because, you know, there's so many different people I'd want to meet, but that's the first one that springs to mind anyway.
Can you tell me about your fifth song?
Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. Again, this just like it's just an absolute banger in my opinion. Just like such a good one to put on. I also gained like an especial appreciation of it after I saw Bohemian Rhapsody, which is amazing. I had such an intense crush on Rami Malek after this film. Like, I loved it. And I just felt like I had to include a Queen song because it's so iconic. Yeah, that's kind of all there is to it. It's just a vibe.
Do you have a dream job? And if so, what is it?
Dream job would be sort of where, maybe where like I'm leading a think tank about environmental policy or something like that. Like, one thing I've always wanted to do, and like how I've wanted to do this has changed, but I've always wanted to like make a positive difference. And that's so cliche, but I'm in like a really lucky position. I'm at a really good university. I have like really good opportunities, and I just think it would be unfair for me to be in this really lucky position and not do something really positive with it. So like in my mind, as long as I've made someone better off, then that would be a success for me. So I'd really want to do a job where that is the case. How I do that, not quite sure yet, but you know, I'm really interested in environmental policy and sort of improving and making sure it's policy that is like sort of for the good of everyone, or like especially the good of people who don't usually have a voice, and to take theirs and sort of help implement change that will make it better for everyone.
Can you tell us now about song number six?
Song number six is Aura by Bicep. And this is me sort of paying homage to the fact that I listen to a lot more of this type of music now compared to like what I did in high school. I love Bicep. I find that like this music is like the best for me to work to. I'm a really easily distracted person. Like, I can't stress how easily distracted I am, so I have to have some kind of music to like have in the background. I know people would say that distracts you more, but like to me it helps me focus because it blocks everything else out. I tried classical music, but I just thought it was a bit too slow, so I need something a bit more like fast, kind of like urge me. And I think it's just a psychological association now where I hear this music and I'm like, yeah, I need to work, which I don't think was Bicep's intention. I think it's more rave music, but it is what it is. And it's just a really good song that I enjoy and listen to all the time when I'm working.
Do you have any life accomplishments you're most proud of?
Life accomplishments I'm most proud of. I mean, I guess getting into LSE, kind of. I think apart from like one other girl who is in my year as well, I got to LSE. We were the first people to get to LSE in like 6 years at least. So it was kind of like not really, yeah. So getting in and what it's done for me, I'm really proud of. And also organising the geography board as well, as a side note, because it was something I just didn't think I could do. And there were times where I thought it was like impossible. But as I said, the like feeling of having it all done and like watching everyone enjoy themselves was so rewarding. So I'm proud of that achievement.
Fab, so can you now tell us about your seventh song and for any reasons why you've chosen it?
Okay, Turn by the Wombats. This is probably one of my all-time favourite songs. Yeah, I have such good vibes when I listen to this song. This reminds me so much of like summertime. I sat in the garden the other day listening to this, like sunglasses on, just chilling, and it was like it just brings back very happy memories. Yeah, and it's just a really good song. I can't really say anything else apart from it. It's like one of my favorites. And I have very good memories attached to it.
What's your favorite thing about being part of the London School of Economics?
What is my favorite part? I like being surrounded by all the people that I meet, and that's because people give me, like, where I grew up was a very sort of like all of my friends were really like me in the sense of like our background, what we like, our opinions, everything like that. And coming to LSE sort of like opened it up. I met people from all over the world. I met people with really different opinions to me, different experiences, and it's really like sort of opened my eyes to like a different world. And so to me, I'm really grateful to be around these people, and also because they challenge what I think about the world. And I really like how it's so nerdy, but I really like it when I meet someone at LSE and we have a really good discussion about something like academic, because it just like you're like bouncing off each other and you learn a lot from it. That's so nerdy to say, but like it's kind of true. Like it's really interesting to see what everyone else has to think, and yeah, because it challenges me, I think it makes me a better person, it makes me a more analytical person. So
Fab, now can you please tell us about your eighth and final song?
Fluorescent Adolescent by the Arctic Monkeys. The Arctic Monkeys, I've literally liked them since I was 11. And yeah, this is one of their classics. I feel like this is quite like a drunk English pub song as well. I have memories of like, you know, being drunk at like my local bar in where I grew up, like belting this out at 3 a.m. Very fun. Yeah, and it's just a really good song. And that's all I could kind of say about that one as well. I realized I picked all these songs based on like what I could sing in my room pretty much. But I guess if those are my desert island discs, I'm going to be doing a lot of singing and dancing on my island.
Yes, you've told us about the 8 songs you take with you. So you're also allowed to bring the Bible, the beverage report, and a book of your choice. What book would you want to take with you on the desert island?
I really deliberated about this, and I thought it was probably best just to stick with the classic, and that's 1984 by George Orwell. I'm sure like so many people have said it, but it's just like no matter when you read it, it always seems relevant to the situation you're in about. And it's like a really interesting intersection between like English literature and politics, which are two things I really enjoy. So yeah, it's very good. And I can read it loads of times and I still pick up on new clever things that Orwell sort of wrote in there. So I'd probably stick with that. I did think about saying Lord of the Flies, which is a book literally about boys stuck on a desert island. So maybe I could get tips off of them, but they're not the time to have tips off of them. So we'll stick with George Orwell, I think.
And what about, you're also allowed to bring a luxury item?
Yeah, so I deliberated over picking something a bit more like fancier than this, but I decided just to be like, I'll just go with something kind of stupid, and that is chocolate soy milk, either Alpro or Oatly. I'm not fussy. And yeah, I've just been in quarantine, I've been drinking at Lowe's, and it's just like just such a nice little thing to drink. You know, I guess if you're on a desert island, you're pretty bored of drinking water or coconut milk, so I'm going to be drinking chocolate soy milk and having a great time on my desert island. So that is my luxury item. I did nearly pick a fancy coffee machine, but chocolate soy milk won out last minute.
Well, if you got chocolate soy milk, I am there.
Yeah, well, looks like we'll be going on our desert island trip together.
Well, Emily, thank you very much for telling us about your Geography Island jams. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, likewise.